Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Let's get into it with our pastor, Pastor Stanley Chilembo, joining us to give us some perspective one more time this week on our subject, on our discussion about the Word of God, alive and active or ancient archived. I don't know. Some are saying it's alive and active. Some are saying it's ancient and archived. I really don't know. They say the Word is alive. I believe that. I, for one, believe it's still alive, sharper than any two-edged sword, they say. But be honest, come on. When last did it cut you to the heart, not just to put you to sleep, huh? Is the Bible still a living force in your life? Or just part of your Christian decor? Today, we unpack whether the Word still speaks, or whether we've just stopped listening. That's why we have Pastor Stanley Chilembo joining us to give us some perspective on just that. And Fundi, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Fundi, what does it mean for the Word to be living and active in real terms today? Not this fluff spiritual talk, but in real terms today. What does that mean?
Yeah. When we say the Word is living and active, of course, this phrase is drawn from the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The emphasis is that the Word of God has power to transform our lives. God gave us this Word not only to inform us of the things that happened, but through these stories that we read, we are able to see the power of God working in our lives.
So
the Word was given a long time ago. We are talking about an ancient text. The stories that we read, things happened a long time ago, over 2,000, 3,000 years ago. And yet, as we read them today, we actually learn of God's will today.
I do accept, Mfundis, that it's wonderful. It's weird and wonderful to believe all that stuff. But there are people who don't, who have since resigned themselves to a Bible that is just nothing but fairy tales. Even though they still do come to church, they just feel, not real stuff. How can believers reignite a personal hunger for Scripture?
Yeah, one thing, now that the Word of God is everlasting, all-powerful, to reignite that hunger for Scripture, one thing is that, number one, the attitude that we come with when we are studying the Word of God, we need to come with an attitude of wanting to discover or to learn more about what God has revealed. And as we learn more, we should not only focus on getting information, but it must lead us to have an encounter with God. So some of the practical ways that we must adopt, which can help us to reignite the hunger for Scripture, is that, number one, we must adopt a culture of reading. You come up with a reading plan for the Word of God. You have, there are so many people who have developed Bible reading plans, or even listening to Scriptures using audio devices. So as we do this, it helps us to learn more about the Word of God. Even as we want to find solutions to some of the issues and challenges, the Bible is rich with solutions to many issues, because it deals with issues in the moral world, in the world of ethics, heresy, almost in all sectors of life, you will find some counsels in the Word of God. So the Word of God can also be a platform where you get these wise counsels for the things that you are looking for. And also, you can come up with a plan of studying in groups or studying with other people. As you start, as you join small groups where the Word of God is being explored, you actually begin to understand more of the concepts that God has given to us.
Tell me, Mfundis, I find that which you're suggesting to be very much lacking. When you interact with some people, and I can tell you this without fear of contradiction, whether it is pastors or elders or deacons or any kind of leader in the church, down to us, the ordinary members, it seems as though people don't know their Bibles. I don't know. It seems as though we're ignorant as a people. But I could be wrong. Perhaps I'm just a bitter old man. Is Bible reading, Bible literacy declining in the church? And if it is, my observation is correct, does it matter that it's declining?
Yeah, of course. I should say that to some extent the answer is yes. Because, you know, the one thing that we have discovered is that the exposure that people, this exposure that we have, which has come with the technology or digital platforms, you find that people tend to pay much attention to social media more than the Word of God. One person said, there are people who wake up early in the morning, instead of facing the Word of God, they Facebook. Instead of facing the Word or the book that can give them life, they are busy Facebooking.
Yo.
So these things, they have caused, they have made, to some extent, they have made certain people, you know, to lose interest in studying the Word of God. But, you know, when you lose interest or decline in the studying of the Word of God, you are actually killing yourself, because the Word of God is the foundation of our faith. It gives us direction for our spiritual journey.
Right.
Through this Word, God communicates to us. So we really need to work hard to get into understanding the spiritual things that God has revealed to us. The Bible tells us that spiritual things spiritually descend. So for us to understand the certain things that happen in the spiritual realms, we really need to get close to the Word of God, for the Word will explain these things. We live in a world of deception. How do we save ourselves from deceptive ways that the devil is using today? It is done by the way, by studying the Word of God. Look at how Jesus Christ dealt with the devil. When the devil approached Jesus during the temptations that we read in the book of Matthew chapter 4, you see Jesus kept on referring to the Word of God. If you are the Son of Man, turn these stones into bread. He says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So if you don't study the Word of God, you will not even stand against the wheels of darkness, against the powers of darkness.
So I'm not sure if I got the answer at the beginning of Funis. Are you therefore agreeing with me that Bible literacy is indeed declining in the church?
Yeah, so the answer is double yes and no, because why I say yes, we have seen people who go so much into you know, these other social media platforms.
It can't be yes or no. It's either it's declining or inclining. Or perhaps it's either flatlining then, but it can't be both yes and no. Are people reading or not?
Yeah, we have, I work with literature evangelists. We have seen, we also see how much people are getting books. And in certain sections of our society, we have seen people who are neglecting. So the reason why I say yes and no is because you can see that, okay, on the other hand, people are doing well. They are studying the word of God. But on the other hand, you can see people are slowly losing interest because I don't know whether it's exposure or maybe they are becoming too much used with the stories that they have been hearing from preachers or those who conduct Bible studies.
Yeah, my question really, Mfundisi, was not about people who buy books. We know of schools and companies and communities and families that have libraries, but family members or community members don't even read those books in those libraries. So having a book doesn't mean you're actually reading it. I have met so many people who have books on their coffee tables and on their walls in their libraries, but they have never read those books. Again, that they have books, that they buy books doesn't mean they read them. My question is not about them purchasing books from call porters. I'm asking whether they read the books that they've purchased. Are you still there, Pastor?
Yes.
Yes, my question is, do people read their Bibles? Of course they have them, but do they read them?
Okay, the answer that I should say outrightly, I should say people are reading Bibles.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Oh, it's a pity we don't have enough time. I was going to pursue that answer. But I'll take that answer for now, Mfundisi. It doesn't matter. Are devotionals and sermon clips replacing deep personal study?
Yeah, so when we talk about sermons and devotions, these are good because they are helping us to build a ground for us to study the word of God. But they should not replace deep study or personal study. So when you get to a church or a meeting where there is a devotion or they are sharing a sermon, these should lead us to get now into the word of God. So when you get to a sermon, they share the word of God, go with a notebook. Get those texts. When you sit alone at home or wherever you are, study your word deeper so that it can really help you to have a better understanding. So scriptures, the scriptures are there to build our spiritual life. So personal study is digging into scripture with prayer. You may have questions, and as you ask those questions, you find that they are answered, and you keep meditating upon the word of God. The Bible is actually encouraging that we should not only end at listening to a sermon, but we must go and search the scriptures. In the book of Acts, there is a story of the Bereans. The Bereans, they were people who heard the message preached in a sermon, but they had to go back in the scriptures and search the word. And by so doing, we will avoid deception and learn more about the word of God in a deeper sense.
Okay. And then the idea of the word, have we made the word too safe and lost its power in the process? I mean, it sounds as though every other preacher now is preaching airy-fairy sermons that have no actual efficacy in restoring the human being to his maker. Again, I could be wrong. Have we made the word too safe in your observation? Has the word lost its power in the process?
Yeah. Of course, the answer that I'm going to give is an answer that gives an appeal or gives a warning at the same time an appeal. The warning that I give is to people who preach the word of God. As we preach the word of God, we must first of all allow the Spirit of God to speak through us.
Right.
So each time you have the word of God that you are going to teach, do it prayerfully and open your heart to the Spirit of God so that He may communicate the will that He has to His people. We need not to become too safe with the word of God or too comfortable. You know, there are certain issues that we don't want to confront, and we say, you see, God talks about love and want to make things so cheap. That way, we are actually making people to lose the essence that is found in the power of God. So I'm giving a warning to people who are teaching.
Right.
Do not make the word of God too cheap, because this is a powerful, everlasting message that God has given to humanity. Let people discover that this is the source of life and life eternal. Jesus says, you study the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are there that testify about me. So that power, though the word was given to us a long time ago, it has been with us for a long time. We need to realize that the word is so powerful and must be given its proper attention. Do not just go for comfort, you know, those things that you think that, okay, let me use things that when I speak, people will accept me. And avoid things that we know that when we bring them out, people will reject us. Do not comfort yourself. And to us who are now listening to the word of God, every time we are in a meeting or in a place where the word of God is being presented to us, let us have a learning attitude and open up our hearts to the message that is being preached to us. And you see, the way God brings this message, we have the Bible, you have it at home. But as you go to church or one of these meetings, he may use a common person you know very well.
Right.
Sometimes you may not even have a good relationship with that person. Some people, they tend to close their mind to say, I cannot listen to this person. I cannot learn anything. But God uses any person to bring the word of God more alive in us. So whichever tool that God has used to bring his message, let us have an attitude of learning, that humble attitude. It will really help us to get to know more about God.
Right. You said something that I'm not sure I understood there, Mfundisi. I just need you to clarify, and that it will be it for today. When you say people must not make the gospel cheap, what did you mean by that? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, when I say don't make the gospel cheap, where, you know, you make it, let's talk about cheap grace. Someone has committed certain sins, or he is doing something that you know that, okay, this must be corrected. The Bible, the word of God was given for reproof, for rebuke, for instruction and for correction. But some people, they will just say, don't worry, you know, God is in God's grace is abundant. He's an everlasting God. He will not condemn you over this. And they live for to live in their mistakes. So when we are preaching the word of God, the word of God must always point out certain wrong things that people are doing and help them to come out of those problems by teaching the very scriptures that we are reading before them.
Okay. All right, let's leave it there. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day further, and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.